בוקר טוב רבותיי, מרביעי בשבת קודש לפרשת כי תצא. Anybody get my riddle? The question was, we have small, I need you. We have a possible mitzvat aseh midoraita this coming Shabbat only that applies to everybody, even those that heard parashat Zachor on Shabbat Zachor.
The only answer to follow leap is that so fair, who says that a year before a leap year could be apply that if, because the year before leap year is 12 months before Purim, before Purim, so you're not really get the Zachor for 1 year.
He's very good. He's very good. It's actually not the Chatam Sofer, but that's okay. It's the Maharam Shik, who's the Talmid Muvak of the Chatam Sofer, quoting the Chatam, but it's not in Shut Chatam Sofer, it's in Shut Maharam Shik, who says that on the year following a leap year, he wants to understand, based on the Gemara, that there's a mitzvah, Parashat Zachor, is a mitzvah to hear it every single year. Now, year is comprised of 12 months. Therefore, even though you heard Parashat Zachor this past Shabbat Zachor, this past Parashat Zachor before Purim, but now since we're in a year following a leap year, so between last year's Parashat Zachor and this year's Parashat Zachor, how many months? 13. So he says you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah to be zocher every year because you're going through 13 months. And therefore the Maharam Shik has a chidush that in order to alleviate, in order to fix that, person should have the shliach tzibur and the tzibur should have kavanah on Parashat Ki Tetze with Kriyat HaMaftir, which happens to be Zachor, to have kavanah letzet yidei chova as well. Huh? No, it's not. It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. You're right. That was last year. You're right. It's the year prior to a leap year, not following. Yes, you're right. Okay, so it's kind of a trick question because not nogea. Yeah, you're right. No, but you're right anyway. You're right. This was nogea. Last year's Elul. Yeah. Rov kechol ha-poskim lo chashu lidvarav, because there's no din. The Gemara doesn't say every 12 months. The Gemara says a year. And some years are 12 months. Some years are 13 months. Kol beseder. Kol beseder. Yeah.
Certain years it comes down to 12 or 7. Next year it's 12.
That's
how, what do you mean 12 months past?
That's how we... That's no, that was his tchiyah.
Right.
Yeah. And from the fact that the Rishonim, Rov Kechol Acharonim, Magen Avraham lo evi, Maran lo evi, Afchan lo evi, Maram Shik, you know, Gdol Ador. But what? Chidush, yafe, nechmad, davar nechmad. So, Rov Kechol Aposkim weren't choshesh, Mikol Makom, it's not nogea this year. I botched that, but it's still good chidush. Right, now he says. Last year. And next year. Shmuel, you remind me next Elul, Bezat Hashem. We should all live and be well in Mitzvah Hashem, Bezat Hashem. So he says like this. Huh? In Eretz Yisrael. Oh, we won't have to. Why? We're going to be there. Amalek is already going to be destroyed. So the Mitzvah, there's a machloket whether Mitzvot betelot le'atid lavo, machloket in the Gemara. But anyway, for sure Mitzvot Zachor is going to be batel because they're going to be decimated by then. That's part of the Avodah Shel Melech HaMashiach. Amen Ken Yiratzon. Says the Or Letzion, Amud Tzadidanet. B'dome lazeh, tzarich liyot ha-yachas ila mach'isim et HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maseim. Big thing. How are you supposed to look at those who anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their averot? And there's plenty. How do you relate to them? Take it easy. Oh, it's Wednesday. Shalom. Huh? Every day is Wednesday. Now, so,
she'ohev margish kmo gibor she'shomea she'yesh rotzchim ba'ir she'nirgash legarasha mipnei sakana.
Yeah. The sometimes when if you really love your family and your friends and people in your city, if you hear that there's a murder and you can do something about it, what do? Especially if you're a Second Amendment American, you grab your gun and you start chasing the Rotzeach out of the city. Why? Because you feel a need to protect those closest to you. Why? Because you love them. Hashem needs no protection, obviously. But because you love him so much, you feel the need to get rid of their actions.
כנגד פורקי עול המשחקים כדורגל בשבת קודש וכדומה ופוגעים בכבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. First, look at the example he gave. He says, you should be full of a holy fire against those who play soccer on Shabbat Kodesh. He doesn't say what to do with the fire, but he says you should be filled with the fire. Yeah? You know why he doesn't need to say what you should do with the fire? Because that's already not important. You have to feel the fire. That's the most important part. Mecha'a doesn't have to be active or physical, verbal. You know where mecha'a happens? You know mecha'a is a protest? Inside. This is not okay. Not okay. I lived in Great Neck for a little while, and there's a park. It's called Memorial. You know which one I'm talking about? By Fairview. In the morning on Shabbat, I'm walking to shul, whatever, and it's like a thing. Shabbat morning, 7, 8, no, whatever, 8 o'clock, soccer. Yehudim. Even Yehudim Ya'aneh Shomre Shabbat. Let's talk milachot. You ready? If you're wearing soccer cleats, okay, what are you doing? Okay. If you're kicking a ball, even if you're not wearing soccer cleats, if you're kicking a ball on the grass and on earth, what are you doing? Ashvuyeh gomot. You are smoothing the ground. Huh? Not if that's the way you do it. Okay, so Drabbanan. Drabbanan kal be'aynecha? Yeah. Let's talk mukte. Balls are mukte b'Shabbat. Yeah, Maran, siman shin mem. Yeah, siman shin yud, seif katan mem, seif mem, huh? What? Doesn't matter. Outdoor balls, there is absolutely no question. A soccer ball is 100% mukte b'Shabbat l'da'at Maran. Ve'in beze cholek. Huh? Same thing. Indoor machloket. Machloket. But we're talking soccer, right? Wow. So let's play, let's rack up the melachot, okay? Is that what we're trying to do here? Do you win the trophy for melachot and isurim de'oraita de'rabbanan? How low can I go, how much can I break before I can no longer be considered shomer Shabbat? Yeah? Nachon? Right? Right, there's these contingents in Judaism. It's like, you know limbo? I love limbo. I was always very bad at it. But what's the, you know, if you had to quantify limbo, what is limbo? What's the objective of the game? How low can you go, right? So how low can you go? How far can you deviate from Shmirat Torah and Mitzvot? Yeah. Still orthodox? Still orthodox? A little bit, still conservadox, yeah, conservative, recon, reform, you know. How low can you go before you start changing names? You have to make a legal name change, you know, every time you do that. How low can you go? It's not Judaism. That's limbo, not Judaism. Rabotai, it's a big deal. Do not. Don't think. And what? Let's try to be as modern as we can and be like them, but let's hold on to the word orthodox, right? Because the word orthodox is Kodesh, right? So let's try to be as much as we can like the other camp while still holding on to the word orthodox for dear life, right? Yes? It's pretty dangerous. It's a very, very tough game. Sometimes it's a very, very fine line to straddle. And then how do you know when you already crossed the line? You know? How do you know? If you keep on always like dancing on the border, you know there's a very, very thin border between North Korea and South Korea? You know that?
there's a zone between North Korea and South Korea. It's like a thin strip. When you're north, when you're in South Korea, you're safe. If you trespass the border to North Korea, you get shot. If you're dancing and getting drunk and, you know, doing somersaults by the border, you're going to trespass and you're going to get shot. Yom Tov.